Welcome to an all-new Off the Wall on YesNetwork.com. Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma give their opinions on the latest happenings surrounding Yankees baseball, as well as dive into the hottest topics in the sports world. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Off the Wall podcast here. As promised, on a football Monday, Chris Sheeran and Joe Auriemma coming from my office to discuss the Giants and the Jets this past weekend very briefly before I head up to tape our first installment of Boxing in 30. It's Yes's new boxing show, and so we'll be taping that today, and it'll be coming to your television sets October 1st. And there will be one a month for the next 6 months and hopefully beyond. So all you boxing enthusiasts, this show is definitely for you. And having promoted that, Joe, let's talk a little Giants first. They were the 1 o'clock game.
Talk about a boxing match.
Yeah, my pretty God. Much. It was haymaker after forth. Haymaker. But the Giants seem to be, you know, knocked down three times early with those three picks and the one that went for a touchdown, the pick six that Manning threw right before the half. And if you ask me, I think that was the one that pretty much deflated the stadium and I thought would deflate the Giants. And I didn't think there was any coming back from that. But once again, Eli Manning proves, Joe, he comes back in the fourth quarter. He leads the Giants to a 25-point fourth quarter, by the way. He throws two touchdown passes. Andre Brown rushes for one. Those are your 21 points. Just an unbelievable, and a two-point conversion right. as well, and a field goal, but just an unbelievable performance by the Giants in the fourth quarter once again. The defense Absolutely. Is still going to be lacking that defensive back. Tryon got burnt. Michael Coe wasn't that bad. He had good position.
Webster's had a tough couple weeks.
Did not get away. Webster's had a tough couple of weeks. So the defensive backfield, the defensive front isn't getting to the quarterback, and the defensive backs, with that extra time given to those quarterbacks, are getting exposed as being really bad for the Giants.
It's really funny because the one guy who's actually been really good the first 2 weeks is Jason Pierre-Paul. I mean, he's been right. unbelievable, stopping the run, getting some pressure on the quarterback. But you're right, the cornerbacks are still an issue, especially coming into this week when they play the Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton on Thursday night. They need these guys to step up. But going back to that game, Chris, Eli Manning was awful. Awful in the first half. And you know what? Maybe Imani Toomer was right. Maybe you do want Tony Romo the first half of games. But you know what? When it comes down to the fourth quarter, you'd rather have nobody back there than Eli Manning.
He just continues to prove, and I know it's cliched now, but you can't spell elite without Eli. You just can't. 510 yards, 295 of them coming in the second half, which places him eighth all time in the NFL for yards in the second half of a football game. He was 3 yards short of Sims' franchise record he set back in 1985 against
Sims
the Bengals.
Sims lost that game, by the way.
Sims lost that game to Cincinnati. Eli wins this game. And Joe, I think, you know, everybody on Twitter, it saves the season. I think it does in a way because I don't care how they won it. You know, you could go back and forth and say how the defensive backs are brutal, but they won the game. And not only they won the game, it's a conference game that they won, which is also huge if you're a 9-7 or 10-6 team wanting to get in as a wild card.
Not only a conference game, Chris, but you start the season two games at home. You can't lose those two games at home.
You can't lose a quarter of your games at home.
No,
right
you can't right off the bat. So 1-1, a good start for the New York Football Giants. And the one thing you got to be really encouraged with is Akeem Nicks is just a beast, even though he was slowed this season. And two, Victor Cruz, he's back. He's back in a big way.
Yeah.
And they got to like what they saw out of Andre Brown. Even though Wilson came in as the backup, Brown is
you
is
have
really,
to. He's a solid back. He gets the job done. He's a workhorse. Mm-hmm. And he holds the ball.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a knock at my door. That's knocking on wood. He holds the ball. But the Giants, again, Joey, before we move on to the Jets really quick, this is just going to be a quick podcast because I do have to get out of here and I apologize. But I promised that for our listeners, we'd have a podcast today. And the Giants are going to be tested once again on Thursday. The quick turnaround. They got Cam Newton and the Panthers down there in Carolina. So very brief amount of time to prepare. Then they have to fly down to
Thursday
Carolina.
Night games. I hate
and they have to take on a tough Panthers team who, you know, they beat the Saints. They sent the Saints to an 0-2 record. So this is going to be another tough challenge for the Giants.
A really tough challenge, especially.
D'Angelo Williams.
Jonathan Stewart is back.
Right.
So that, you know, he had a receiving touchdown in his second game back. you know, after an awful first game running the ball, they come back, they run the ball better. Cam Newton runs for 71 yards, a career high. Throws, you know, he looks good back there. Exactly what everybody thought they were getting when they saw Cam Newton earlier in the year. And they beat a Saints team. Yes, you know what? The Saints are down and out right now, but they're still a good team. Once when you have Drew Brees back there, you're still competing with that team.
From the files of you can't go too high or too low in an NFL season, okay? Case in point, the Dallas Cowboys. They a great win for them in week one against the Giants, 24-17 at MetLife. Then they go out to Seattle, and you know it's a tough place to play, regardless of how the Seahawks have their team put together, mm-hmm. and they have it put together well this year. And Pete Carroll has something going, I think, out there in the Pacific
like
Northwest.
Russell Wilson a lot.
Yes, I do as well. And they go out there. They have all that time to prepare. They score 7 points. They get brutalized in Seattle.
Oh, my God, they just got killed. I mean, if you wanted to look at one play that really defined that game, was Russell Wilson not finding anybody down the field, coming around, trying to get the first down, and Golden Tate, 5'10", just takes out Lee.
Just takes out Lee.
I mean, he literally lifted off the ground.
Yeah, yeah. And then the flag was thrown on that play for someone just touching Wilson out of bounds. They didn't see that play. That was behind. And I have to say, if you hear a couple of kids in here, they're my daughters. And my one-month-old is constantly making noise. And my other daughter just said dad about 5 minutes ago. So that kind of comes up on the microphone. You know what's going on. But anyway... And I brought up the Cowboys to bring up the Jets because everybody was going gaga about this Jet team that put up 48 points. And they should after week one. It was a great win for the Jets. I'm not trying to poo-poo on the Jets week one destruction of the Bills. And the Bills come back and beat the Chiefs in week two and they destroy them up there in Buffalo. The main point here, Joe, is you can't get too high or too low in the first couple weeks of an NFL season because even though it's a 16-game season, it's a long season.
Yeah, and the Jets had to know going into a hostile environment where the Steelers they lose week one to Peyton Manning and the Broncos in Denver. You had to know that they were going to be pumped up. And again, if you could take a snapshot of that game and what that game was about, you just look at the end of the game when Mike Tomlin was fired up,
oh, yeah.
Hitting his players.
That's why guys like playing nuts. For him. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's exactly what the Jets had to deal with yesterday. Going into Pittsburgh, a fired up Pittsburgh team. Roethlisberger came to play. It was a tough game to navigate for them.
You got to give the Pittsburgh Steelers defense a ton of credit. And here's why. Because the Jets take their first possession and drive 90 yards down the field. Like a hot knife through butter. And I was thinking to myself, wow, for a team with no receivers, they're looking pretty good right now. And so is Sanchez. They picked up right where they left off against the Bills. They drive all the way down the field. They go 90 yards. They take a 7-3 lead. But from that point on, Joe, the Steelers were just completely dominant. They outscored them 24-3 the rest of the way. And both teams end up being 1-1.
It really was a testament, again, to the Steelers, especially with, you know, Palamalu and Harrison and all those guys on defense that are, you know, on the in the MASH unit right now, they're still able to play a really good defensive game. Like I said, it was a tough game to navigate for Rex Ryan and the Jets. You had to figure that Pittsburgh was going to come out firing. And like you said, when the Jets scored very quickly, I think that was more of the shock than anything. But in the end, you have to look at it as a Jet fan from this perspective. You're now 1-1. You beat the Buffalo Bills in week one. Now you have the Dolphins.
Right.
And the Dolphins can easily, again, another team that the Jets should be able to handle. They should be able to handle with Ryan Tannehill and the rookie down there. So I think Tony Sperano knows that system. The Jets should be able to go to 2-1 after this week. And that's all you can ask for after 3 weeks if you're a Jet fan. I mean, really.
And speaking of 2-1, a great segue here as we wrap this one up is the Yankees took 2 of 3 from the Tampa Bay Rays over the weekend. So we said it was going to be a huge series for the Yankees, their fans, everyone that wears the pinstripes. And great job on the mound by Hirooki Kuroda. Another one. I mean, I know He gave up some runs in the middle of the game, but he's been absolutely phenomenal all season for the Yankees. He got his 14th win of the year, which is a career high for him. Also, Ivan Nova, you can't say enough about him coming off the DL and having the outing he had.
Who would have thought you would have said the Yankees would have taken 2 of 3 from the Rays, and CeCe Sabathia would have been the loss?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where they're
again,
at right now.
Again, I mean, that's the thing that should scare Yankee fans the most, is that CeCe Sabathia is not CeCe Sabathia. The Yankees have a day off today as we tape this in my office on the 17th. And then, Joe, we'll be back here for another podcast at the end of the week when they finish up their series against the Blue Jays, which they start tomorrow, and as they embark on a 3-game series with the A's. And I got to tell you right now, this is their last day off. It's a 16-game sprint to October after this, and Baltimore, Joe, isn't going away.
Baltimore is not going away, but you know what? The Yankees took care of business, taking 2 of 3 from
Boston.
That's
all I have to worry about.
They took 2 of 3 from Boston in Boston. They took 2 of 3 against Tampa at home. They have the easier schedule than the Orioles. Now they can, you know, again, games aren't won on paper, but they have 3 at home versus Toronto, 3 at home versus Oakland, who really, shellacked Baltimore in Oakland.
And then a 10-game stretch.
Then it's Minnesota, Toronto, and Boston. That's how you end it out. The Yankees, right now, to me, have the upper hand just because of the schedule.
All right, we will find out, and we'll be back here again with more Off the Wall on Friday to discuss more Yankees, and we'll set up the weekend for football after the Giants also take on the Panthers. We could talk about that on Friday as well. So for Joe Auriemma, I'm Chris Sheeran, and we'll see you next time here on the Off the Wall podcast on YesNetwork.com.
The Off the Wall podcast comes to you each week on iTunes and YesNetwork.com. If you like what you're listening to, simply subscribe to the show on iTunes. And if you have an extra minute, leave a comment and rating.